Page 223. Women in the West.
But in the middle of this acclaimed run of work came perhaps Reichardt's biggest, boldest move of all, an ensemble period Western that took her familiar Oregon landscapes back to their wildest state and her filmmaking to its most ambitious. Based on a true story, Meeks Cutoff tracks a small wagon party on the Oregon Trail in 1845. Their guide, one Stephen Meek, has taken them off trail, ostensibly on a shortcut.
How far would you say?
But the group now find themselves adrift, short on rations and water, and unsure whether the blustering Meek is merely incompetent, or worse, sabotaging their journey. When the group eventually captures a lone Indian that Meek determines to kill,
I'd be wary.
It's one of the women, Emily Tetherow, who resists, adamant that their captive might lead them to water and potential safety.
Meek?
But who is leading who? And to where? With moments of unexpected violence, gunplay, and even sudden catastrophe, there's far more conventional plot and action here than usual for Reichardt and her frequent writer-collaborator, John Raymond. Yet Meek's Cutoff is no break with Reichardt's cinema, but rather an expansion. It's a Western that explores genre conventions, but very much on her terms. Reichardt relishes tuning into nature's rhythms and honing in on chores, routine, process. Her cast underwent pioneer camp to familiarize themselves with the rigors of frontier life.
Copyright, Fandor.